Hi, this is Sebastian Rochford, and you're listening to J to Z. The tracks I've chosen are tracks that really influenced me from growing up in my childhood. The first track I've chosen is Everything Happens to Me by Thelonious Monk, which is on his solo album in San Francisco. Everything about him, just his tone, the piano, his compositions are so deep, and I just find his playing, especially when he's soloing, I find it so inventive. I like the fact that it sounds simple, but it's incredibly complex and kind of deep the way that he plays. And the groove that he plays with as well, the time feel and tone. Thelonious Monk is definitely one of my favourite musicians. He was kind of like my gateway into jazz when I was at college, and I had an amazing piano teacher called Kevin James, and he listened to something I'd written and he said, "Oh, have you heard Thelonious Monk?" And I was like, "No." And the next lesson I had with him, he brought me three albums, and it was the first time that I kind of felt like, oh, this is my way in to this music in a different way. This is one of my favourite albums ever, actually, Thelonious Alone in San Francisco. It gives me so much joy listening to his piano playing. And I just love that experience of just listening to one person just playing the piano, and it just sang so much and meaning so much to me. The reason I chose this track actually was because it's not one of his compositions, but he plays it like it is. And that's one of the things I feel like with really great masters of music in this genre, is that doesn't matter what they're playing, they always sound like themselves. Thank you. The next track I've chosen is Jade Visions, Take Two, from Bill Evans' trio, Sunday at the Village Vanguard, with Scott LaFaro on bass and Paul Motion on drums. The reason I chose this track is because my mum was very into Bill Evans. She was playing him all the time from a child. And she would always say, listen to that drummer, listen to that drummer, what's he doing? And so it was a very kind of attentive listening that I was doing. It kind of reminds me of sort of home and my mum dancing around the house, listening to Bill Evans. And or she'd have a party, if people come round, she'd always put music on and she'd be sort of dressed in very vibrant colours and dancing and just very happy, and it sort of reminds me of that. Also reminds me of she died when I was 18. From that, it sort of went to the sort of sound of Bill Evans sort of echoing around a church. To me, just sonically, there's a very unusual quality about it. Just the combinations of tones. Maybe it's the way Paul Motion's playing. He's playing very texturally, so it gives the music a very different feel and a colour, I feel like. He's quite an unusual drummer. He's picking up on bits of the melody and tune, but he's not necessarily driving it in a traditional way, but he's adding so much to it, which is what I love about his drumming. Bill Evans always makes me feel like home, from needing to be comforted in some way that I'll often listen to Bill Evans. My next choice is Sarah Gale Brand and Mark Saunders, it's a track called Dean's Dream. It's on an album called Instinct and the Body. So I have different reasons that I chose this track. The first reason is because I love both these musicians. I think they're both amazing improvisers. I love Sarah Gale Brand's playing because I feel like it just really draws me in, it really captures me. And I've seen her play live a few times, and I feel like she's one of these people where her energy is like, she fills the room with her energy, which I really appreciate. And also Mark Saunders is the same as, you know, I think he's probably the drummer that I've seen the most ever. If I go to see one of his gigs, I know that I'm definitely going to enjoy it 100%. I'm going to hear something, him play, something that I've never heard him play before. That I chose this track was because when I go out and see live music, it tends to be free improv that I go and see, or another description I heard, they call it a spontaneous composition. I just find it such an amazing experience on a musical level, but just on a kind of opening kind of level, I feel like I'm never quite the same after I go and see a spontaneous composition gig. I just find it so exciting, and yeah, it just opens your mind in ways that you're never going to know until you experience it. Even in its quiet moments, there's always a forward motion to the way that they play. It's not like it stops. You can feel the kind of the nature force. It's like the energy of the universe, you know. In this music, I feel it's always propulsive. I really advise everyone to see this form of music. The last track I've chosen is called Dish, and it's from an album called Call of the Valley, and it features Brij Bhushan Kabra on slide guitar, Shiv Kumar Sharma on santur, Hari Prasad Charesia on flute and bansuri, and Manik Rao Popatkar on tabla. And the reason I chose this album was because my sister bought it for me the first time we went to India and to see my family there. It's kind of known this album as being like a kind of gateway into classical Indian music. You know, I think a lot of pop musicians I read really liked it. George Harrison and Bob Dylan, and I just really fell in love with this album when I heard it, and then it sort of got me into listening to a lot of other artists through it, and also reminded me of my time meeting my family and just suddenly sort of being aware in a different way of where part of my family comes from. I think like when you actually go somewhere, you realize the real depth of what it is in you that is from that country. Just another way you perceive being there and how you understand how things run, and just sort of getting in the flow. Where the groove comes in with this track as well, and the way Hari Prasad Charesia plays the melody, it just makes me melt every time I hear it. going to India for the first time, my parents also got me some tabla lessons in the village when I was there. And it was my first sort of real sort of realization of drums as a melodic instrument, tuning drums and just hearing them in that way. And they're almost like the constant for the other musicians to improvise on. I used to have a band called Polar Bear, and I feel like that music, there was a lot of elements of that that were influenced by this side of my heritage. Every time this melody comes in, it just really gets me. It's just like everyone is singing or something. It's like a choir. Music is the way that it changes your perception of time, because the way that the music is structured from the very beginning, the intention of that music is to take people out of their everyday lives and elevate them. That has always been a big influence on me. I think about that all when I'm making albums. I think about the journey of the album and what is the intention of what it is that I'm trying to give to people. Especially as, like, a lot of things are very fast-paced, you know. So it's nice to get balance of also being focused on very long things.
Deshtadratala from the album Call of the Valley, chosen by Seb Rochford, really bringing out the masterful melodies that you can play on drums, and that very important point that he made about how Indian classical music can change our perception of time. And that was performed by Manikau Potkra, Shiv Kumar Sharma, Hari Prasad Choresia, and Brishpusan Kabra. Fascinating, to say the least. Thanks to Seb for sharing those tunes with us. His latest album, A Short Diary of Loss with Kit Downs, is out now. I'm Kevin Legendre. Thanks for joining me for this week's J to Z. We're back next Saturday with a second chance to hear the hypnotic set that lead saxophonist Jasmine Myra played for us in London last winter. And vocal star Gretchen Parlato will be sharing some of her favourite pieces of music. In the meantime, there's more from Manchester Jazz Festival on Freeness from midnight tonight, when Corey Mwamba has an exploratory performance from trumpeter Charlotte Keith. A big thanks to director Steve Mead and the Manchester Jazz Festival team for sharing all this great music with us. I'll leave you with a final track from the festival. This one is from up-and-coming Liverpool vocalist Nee Maxine, who also went down very well at the Brick Lane Jazz Festival recently, so she's definitely reaching audiences around the country. She'll be performing at Burton Agnes Jazz and Blues Festival on Sunday the 9th of July, Buxton Jazz Festival on Monday the 10th of July, and the We Out Here Festival on the second weekend of August. From her Manchester Jazz Festival performance, this is a track called The Journey to Me, featuring David Coyote on saxophone.
Speaking, constant seeking for land where we've Relationship with self in humble infancy. Broken feet dig out inside, waiting for release. Muted speaking, constant seeking for land where we're free. To dance again together, family. I want to take this moment again to thank you all for being here, to thank Manchester Jazz Festival for everything, for having me today, and I want to take this opportunity to thank my marvellous band, because they are marvellous. We have Max O'Hara on keys, Jack Lewis on guitar, Jamal Campbell on drums, Jesse Egan on bass, David Coyote on sax, and I am Nemaxine. Thank you. Here in my story, it's only just begun. Now we're on this path together. We have become one. Swing it, boys. Human beings, stories intertwined, similar and different, hatred cast aside. We all dance together toward a better world. Patience, understanding. It's only just begun. Now we're on this path together. We have become one. Thank you for hearing my story. It's only just begun. Now we're on this path together. We have become.
Vocalist Nemaxine with The Journey to Me. It was recorded live at this year's Manchester Jazz Festival exclusively for J to Z. The programme was presented by Kevin Legendre, produced by Thomas Rees, and was a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3. You can find full details of all the music featured on the programme on the Radio 3 website and on BBC Sounds.
Weekends on BBC Radio 3. Brighten your mornings with Radio 3 Breakfast from 7.
Welcome to Breakfast with me, Martin Handley.
I'm Elizabeth Holker. Good morning.
On Rap, the finest recordings on Record Review on Saturday mornings at 9.
It's beautifully pointed.
Yeah,
it's dance music.
You can tell. You want to dance to that when you hear it, don't you?
Sunday morning, the perfect playlist from 9 till noon.
Very good morning from me, Sarah Walker. Looking forward to sharing my personal music mix with you.
On BBC Radio 3, mornings are all about the music. Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
And you are listening to BBC Radio 3 on this Saturday evening with me, Jane Royce. A very warm welcome if you've just tuned in for more of our BBC Cardiff Singer of the World coverage. Tonight, we have a special 40th anniversary gala concert featuring recent winners and finalists. That's all in a moment's time. Later this evening at 10 o'clock, Tom Service will be here with this week's edition of the New Music Show. And at midnight, Corey Mwamba's back with our weekly look at improvised music. Tonight, he has a live set recorded at Manchester Jazz Festival with the quartet Right Here, Right Now, led by the British composer Charlotte Keefe. But now I'll pass you over to Petroc Trelawney at St David's Hall for the BBC Cardiff Singer of the World Gala Concert, which took place last night.
Good evening and a very warm welcome to St David's Hall, this glorious concert venue right in the heart of the Welsh capital. For four decades now, every 2 years, brilliant young classical singers from all continents have come here, hoping that their performance on this stage will win them one of opera's greatest prizes, the title of Cardiff Singer of the World. Well, tonight, as the 2023 final approaches, four alumni of this great competition will entertain us in a rich gala of operatic delights. Ahead, arias, duets and ensembles, pieces by Verdi, Wagner and Weber, Puccini, Bizet and Gounod. With me on stage, the orchestra of Welsh National Opera, who have played a major role in this competition since the start. David Adams is its leader, and the orchestra open our programme with the overture to Verdi's opera, The Force of Destiny, appropriate for a singing competition which may determine the destinies of its participants. Please welcome the orchestra and our conductor, Maestro Pietro Rizzo. The overture to Verdi's rich psychological drama of fate, life, and love, La Forza del Destino. Pietro Rizzo conducting the orchestra of Welsh National Opera. Well, as I mentioned, WNO have been partners in Cardiff Singer since the very beginning. It was in 1982 that St David's Hall, the new National Concert Hall for Wales, was nearing completion. BBC Cymru Wales's then head of music, J. Mervyn Williams, wanted to plan an event that would introduce this state-of-the-art venue to the UK and the world. And given the long-established Eisteddfod tradition, a singing competition seemed the way forward. The rest is history. Think Carita Matala, Bryn Terrible, Dmitri Vorostovsky, and Katerina Karneas, all winners from those early years. Well, tonight we celebrate Cardiff Singer's 40th birthday with four brilliant singers who have won prizes more recently. Our first guests are the winner of the Audience Prize in 2017, the English soprano Louise Alder, and from the 2019 competition, the Portuguese tenor Luís Gomes. Verdi's Simon Boccanegra is the opera. We are in the garden of the Grimaldi Palace near Genoa. It's just before dawn, and as Amelia, sung by Louise, waits for her lover Gabriele, Luis, she recalls her humble beginnings. When Gabriele arrives, she warns him of the danger of plotting against the all-powerful Doge. Thank you.
Thank you.